But impose a care home tax on the over 40s to help pay for care for the elderly. That's the idea of ex-Deputy Prime Minister Damien Green. With more of us living longer, would you accept an extra national insurance levy to tackle what has been referred to as the social care time bomb? Or do we simply already pay enough? Well, the former Tory MP, Department of Health and Social Security Minister, she had lots of titles in the past, Edwina Curry. Hello, Edwina.
Hello, and I've got the answer for your trousers problem.
What's have you?
The answer for your trousers problem, darling, is braces. The bigger and the smarter and the flashier, the better.
I might try that this week. And the commentator, Patrick Mulholland. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning from the Union NIPSA. Sorry, Patrick, my fault. So, Edwina, impose a care home tax on the over 40s. What are your thoughts?
Well, one thing that we will have to do is find some more money from somewhere to look after millions of old people. And that's going to have to come from the population at large. Damien is talking about people living well into their 90s and 100. I think his own father is in a care home age 91, so he knows exactly what that's like. And then you're talking about thousands, many, £30,000 a year to have somebody looked after in care in those circumstances. About half, getting on to 500,000 people already in those circumstances. And it is a huge burden just when, of course, they're not earning, their families are often pensioners as well. So that burden's going to have to fall somewhere. My own feeling is that just saying, well, we'll have an extra tax to do this, is going to arouse so much hostility that it won't go through. And the problem will continue. And in fact, it's going to get worse. And it's not just old people. You know, I'm a member of my own family.
But should they be paying for it, Edwina? Let's get your take on this. Should older people be paying for it and over 40s be paying for it?
Well, the idea, I think, of the over 40s paying an additional tax is that that amount of money would build up. I mean, an alternative idea was suggested a few years ago was to have an insurance scheme. And that would be more attractive. But the problem with that is you probably have the people paying into it who are not going to call on it, and those who are going to need it who don't pay into it. There have to be some solutions. There have to be some quite drastic solutions. My own feeling that the government was right back in the spring when they did a manifesto that didn't meet with overall approval, including things like getting rid of the triple lock on pensions, because at the moment we've got something like £2.5 billion extra every year going into pensions, whereas in fact it needs to go into social care of one kind or another.
Patrick?
Well, I think first of all, Stephen, I think it is welcome that the discussion on this has taken place. At least now there is some level of recognition that there is a funding crisis in health and social care and that we need to do something about it. I have to say, though, for Damien Green and the Tories to be making the run on this is a little bit like the poacher turned gamekeeper. We have to remember the reason that we're in this position today is because of the astronomical failure of this government's economic policy and the previous government's economic policy. And I would take that right back to the Blairites, to their period in power. And basically what they did was they have pared away at public spending and misused public money.
But Patrick, Patrick, where we are now. So how do we sort the problem, and would a tax on over 40-year-olds to pay for their care in the future, an extra tax, be fair?
Well, I think, first of all, I would accept that we are where we are, but I think as well, when we are having these discussions, it's extremely important that we don't let people off the hook on this. Damien Green is one of the architects of the crisis. He is one of the architects of the crisis. He is one of the people who was a leading player in the Tory party for a whole number of years and created this whole scenario that we're now having to deal with. So moving forward, what we have to do now is we have to take a different direction on these things. I would almost call this the Carillion tax, because what it reflects now is public funding is in such a state because of the abuse of that funding, because of the misuse.
And what would you do?
And what we have to do is change direction now. We have to say,
how?
Stop putting money into the profits of private companies who, frankly, can't even stand their own.
So you wouldn't tax people? You wouldn't. This tax on over 40s?
Let me be right.
But Patrick, you've taken five. Just answer that question.
I have no intention of arguing for an increased tax of £370 on families who earn £27,000 a year. That's outrageous. In the same period of time, as we are not lifting tax off the rich who are tax avoiding. So the issue here, the solution here, is those who don't pay their way start paying, and the rest of us, we are doing our bit already. So that's my solution to it.
Hang on a minute. Those who don't pay their way start paying. Now, those who don't pay their way often are people with no resources whatsoever. And
I'm talking about the super rich, Edwina.
Well, the super rich,
well,
the super rich are not, about, the super rich are not in this system at all.
That your party bailed out. What I'm talking about is the disaster that
let's let Edwina speak.
Now, listen, one of the reasons why we have this issue and why it is growing is because of the huge success of public services like the health service over recent generations. So that a generation that once would have expected to keel over at 70 in their 70s is now living well into their 90s. And indeed, people in their 80s have got parents alive.
But you know that's not true. You know there's a funding crisis across all parts of the public service.
Right. Well, let's come to that.
Patrick, let's give Edwina a chance to speak.
I'm not talking politics, because these are issues that affect people right across the political spectrum.
These are political decisions.
Hold on, Patrick.
They affect people right across all the financial spectrum as well. People who have money, people who have a property, for example, and are in a position to pay, they pay. They're not given any help. It's all means tested. The difficulty is that for very large numbers of people, and probably in future, since we have more people renting now than we have owning homes in some of the generations, we're going to find this burden actually increases. The problem in future is that the burden of looking after many older people who are no longer working and don't have assets is falling increasingly on the taxpayer. Now, whatever you want to do about the bonuses of bankers, and I'd probably be with you there, that's peanuts compared with looking after, say, a million people that are going to need
probably
care. Even in Northern Ireland, it's over £500 a week to have somebody in the most basic form of residential care. You can talk common sense or you can talk rubbish. You have a choice.
Yes. You see, Edwina said this is not a political issue. Well, let's be absolutely clear about this. There's been one political decision after another that has been made in this country, and those political decisions decide where public money is going to go, how it's going to be used, whose hands it's going into. And we have to address this problem. There's no point in us saying there is a social care time bomb and then we don't address the fundamental problem of what is wrong with our society and what is wrong with how our public services are currently operating. We have a huge difficulty. We are putting money into everything apart from public services. If I take Edwina back to the Carillion disaster, and it is outrageous that a company like that, that clearly was on the wrong side of what it should be doing, was continuing to get public contracts. And by the way, I don't blame the Tories, lock, stock, and barrel for Carillion. That goes back to Labour as well. But this is hundreds of millions of pounds that should be going into public services.
Final word to you, Edwina.
Well, one of the problems is that businesses like Carillion, who didn't run old people's homes at all, but one of the problems is public money, Edwina. Don't avoid the facts here.
Okay, let's final word to Edwina.
I'm trying to answer your point. Is that businesses like that that have been in contract for many, many years, 20, 30 years to the British government, have tended to charge too little. And they have tended to go, in order to get rid of their competitors, they have tended to charge smaller prices. And you get to the stage very quickly where you borrow too much as a business and there isn't enough money coming in. And that's why you get that collapse. It's nothing to do with the growth of the number of old people, the growth of the number of people with dementia, the growth of the number of people that need care. That problem faces any government. It faces the SNP in Scotland. It faces Labour in Wales. It faces the devolved administration whenever you can get your act together in Northern Ireland, and it faces the Conservatives in the UK as a whole. It faces any government, and the problem is that we're going to have to spend more money on it. That's absolutely right. The question is whether a government will choose to spend that money on young people, which is what it's planning to do at the moment, or whether it will grasp the reality. Otherwise, they will find they get into their 90s and they will not be able to access any care. That's the problem.
Edwina and Patrick, thank you very much indeed.